Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. If you've been tuning into some of my most recent podcasts, you have noticed that I've more often been talking about Nintendo games, in particular, those released on the GameCube. The games from the console I've highlighted so far were obscure entries from otherwise very famous franchises. But today, I'd like to bring attention to arguably one of Nintendo's most overlooked games on the GameCube, and by extension, one of their most overlooked and underutilized series as well, Chibi-Robo. The game released in 2005 in Japan, and eventually the following year in North America and Europe. On the surface, Chibi-Robo appears to be a cute and light-hearted platforming adventure game where the titular little robot explores his owner's house, helps them with chores, and meets other toys who come to life when the humans are out of sight, much like the Toy Story movies. However, the game would not have gained the cult following it had were it not for the fact that the game's story centered around a married couple's failing marriage who bought the little robot Chibi-Robo for their daughter in order to make their lives a little happier. Though the game sold rather modestly, it was generally well received and performed well enough to spawn some sequel games. The first new title in the series was known as Chibi-Robo Park Patrol, which released on the Nintendo DS in 2007 in Japan and North America, then later in 2008 for Europe, and took place entirely outdoors, unlike the first game, where this time Chibi-Robo was tasked with maintaining and revitalizing a park. This title was also well received and sold well in Japan. However, it sold poorly in North America due to its limited release of being sold exclusively in Walmart stores. The second new title in the series also released on the DS. However, it only released in Japan and was known as Okaeri Chibi-Robo Happy-Richi Osouji, which fans translated and localized into English as Chibi-Robo Clean Sweep. This game was more of a direct sequel of the first game, where the couple's daughter has now grown up and has a child of her own. And once again, Chibi-Robo was tasked with helping out with household chores and making the family happy. And as such, the game plays very much like the original Chibi-Robo game. However, the Chibi-Robo games that followed were quite unusual as they did not follow the gameplay style of the first three titles at all. The next game released on the Nintendo 3DS exclusively on the Nintendo eShop under the title Chibi-Robo Photo Finder in North America, or as Chibi-Robo Let's Go Photo in Europe and Australia, released in 2013 in Japan, then later 2014 in other regions. This game utilized a 3DS console's camera and tasked the player with taking pictures of real-life objects so they could be projected into the game as 3D objects. And then the last game in the series also released on the 3DS in 2015 under the title Chibi-Robo Ziplash, which was a 2D platformer game, a complete departure in style compared to the previous games. This was indeed the last game in the series, because unfortunately it was a critical and commercial failure, and following this, the development team behind the game series quietly closed down around 2020. But on a brighter note, many of the key developers from the team created their own studio and announced in 2024 a spiritual successor to Chibi-Robo they were working on, known as Chibi-Robo, which is due to release next year on all major gaming platforms. Join me again next time,